Join us at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield, Utah for Cowboys in Concert, featuring cowboy singer-songwriter Brent Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson, Saturday, August 3rd at 7 p.m. This synergistic performance of music and poetry keeps all audiences completely engaged. The combination of deep emotional and moving lyrics, along with the humorous and lighthearted side of life experiences, coupled with a breathtaking photographic display, makes this show one that will always be remembered. That's Saturday, August 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield, Utah. Tickets are available at the door or at 24tix.com. That's 24tix.com. Call 307-360-8776. That's 307-360-8776 for more information. Sponsored in part by Mid-Utah Radio. Get her off your
mind. Andy and Jim Nelson. This is Dave Stamey saying these boys are dangerous, but they do have kind of a fun little radio show, and we appreciate you listening.
That's right, Dave Stamey. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and we're still fairly dangerous. Yes. That's right. But I know Dave tunes in for Farrier's File.
Yeah, sure he does.
He does every week. Yeah, yeah. What do you got for us this week?
Well, are you ready?
No.
Is your horse ready?
No.
How do you know when
How do you
you're
know
ready?
When your horse is ready? How do you know when you're ready?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's from experience, all right?
There you go.
The more you get under them horses, the better you're going to be able to sense when they're ready.
Yeah, that's
and
a true statement.
And if you are truly ready. You truly are never ready,
you
all
know,
right?
That's true. And there comes a time when you just have to move forward.
Right.
You know, whether you are ready or whether the horse is ready, I mean, the circumstances are such, mm-hmm. the fellow needs the horse shod.
Absolutely.
And you have to move forward.
Absolutely. Now, if he is not going to do the groundwork, then you get to charge him for the groundwork by the hour.
Oh, my gracious. Exactly right. That's when the price of shoeing goes up.
Absolutely.
You are shoeing. You are not training.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Keep
this
that
is what
mind.
You do for a living.
Right.
If you are not under that horse accomplishing what needs to be done,
yeah,
then you're training.
Yeah, exactly. And the price changes.
And then the price changes.
Yeah.
But and if he doesn't want to pay for training, that's fine.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
Oh, find a horse that's ready.
That's right. Let somebody else train the horse.
Right.
Yeah, exactly right. So when you pick that hoof up, you may feel some restriction from the horse.
Yeah,
when you want
a little resistance.
Yeah, yeah, when you want to go forward or when you want to go back, and mm-hmm. you kind of stay there until you feel that horse relax a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you got to gain his confidence.
Oh yeah,
because you've taken away his flight mechanism.
There you go.
So you got to get his confidence or her confidence,
yeah, right,
before you can move on.
Right. Yeah. Use the right pronoun. Okay. Anyway. Hey, that's some great information there, big feller, and thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you, they want to say, I'm never ready. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right, if they would like to request a dick pic.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house, and we are ready.
He's ready.
They're ready.
They're ready.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Oh, I think we did all right.
We were ready.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And we're ready for some more music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dave Stamey is riding along with us. This is a great Les Buffum poem.
Oh, yeah.
Turned into a song. Spin That Pony.
Oh, Mike Hernandez was a bueno vaquero. Rode some good horses, California style. I watched him for hours and he showed me a little of the old California he knew for a while. Started young horses in Bosali Fiador, onto the Touraine, the old Spanish Spain. Brought them along with two hands that were gentle, some fine reining horses as ever were made. And he'd spin that pony could it do that then? He changed direction and spin him some more round and round. And round. At them big spurs, it came from Chihuahua. They never had ever raked hide nor hair. They had a nice jingle, and when he rode by, they made pretty music that danced on the air. Lived in a shack with his wife named Juanita. She cooked on a wood stove tortillas and beans. After we'd eaten, he said, come, I'll show you what the word handle on a good cow horse means. And he'd spin that pony hanging on the riata. He hung from a raptor in the Willow Creek barn. And I watched and I wondered, man, how could it do that then? He'd change direction and spin him some more round and round. He never did shout, he never did whisper. He had his own lingo that they understood. A touch of a knee or the lift of a rein, his horses all gave him the best that they could. In an old shed out behind his adobe, I helped him to hang up his bridles and gear. That's where I discovered an old tarp that covered three trophy saddles, won back many years. And he'd spin that pony hanging onto the riata. He hung from a raptor in the Willow Creek barn. And I watched and I wondered, man, how could it do that then? He'd change direction and spin him some more. And he'd spin that pony hanging on the riata. He hung from a raptor in the Willow Creek barn. And I watched and I wondered, man, how could it do that then? He changed direction and spin him some more. Round and round, spin and round, 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 round and round.
Oh, yeah, good stuff there from Stamey. Oh, Mike Hernandez.
Yeah.
Bueno vaquero.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. You bet. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
You're ready for him to buck.
You never hear that.
Right. No, you're not. Yeah, that's for sure. Now, you.
Me.
You enjoyed riding bucking horses.
I did.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I never wanted to ride a horse that bucked. As a matter of fact, I did everything in my power so that they wouldn't buck.
Would not buck.
Right.
Yes.
Never. I mean, it would backfire.
Well, of course.
It always would. Yeah. But riding bucking horses, when do you finally get to that point where you say, open the gate?
Oh.
Especially your first time on a bucking
horse.
Do you remember your first time
I
on a bucking horse?
I do remember the first time, and holy cow, man, were the butterflies.
Did it take a while for you to say, open the gate?
No, if I waited any longer, it was not going to happen.
You were going to get off. That's...
Get set, go.
Yeah, and you just said, open the gate.
I
remember being a little kid at the gymkhana and riding a calf. And so I told him to open the gate, and that calf jumped out, and that rope squeezed down around my hand. And I reached out and grabbed the gate. I was getting off.
Yeah, you're never truly ready for that first feel, right?
I was done with that. Now, my boys, Dylan, he liked riding the mini broncs.
Yeah.
He enjoyed that. Will was like me. He got on one calf, and that was enough for him.
I'm good.
And I remember watching that calf, and I swear this was a bodacious calf. I swear. Because this calf jumped as high as I was standing.
Kabloom.
And Will came down first, and then the calf came down. Oh, it was some kind of a something. He whacked his head, and he said, "Okay, I think
that's enough of that."
Yeah, he said, "I think I'm done with that." So
yeah, we tried that with Sam. It didn't work.
Didn't it?
No, milk cow calf, you know, bloodied his nose.
Yeah,
And thought, well, all right, we don't have to worry about
But he
this.
Liked it.
He says, let me get back on.
We need to ditch out to another cow commercial.
What?
And when we come back, Deacon Dub has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.